Listening. The white walls, quiet, virginal, secretive. My lips dry from the night before and tomorrow I quit again. I open the window to expel the smell of stale air, see the pink hue of morning, feel the cold air. I lie flat in the stillness, stretched, staring at the ceiling, when the bird call begins again. The first morning twitter into song. Mating calls, hungry treats, a symphony of sound explodes and stops. It's a song they sing, the chorus. Be gone, demons of the night. Retreat back into your corner, sulky little goblins. Wait till the next time they mutter and shriek, for there is no peace, no, there is no peace. The morning symphony begins again, filling my head with mournful swells and an emotional well of thought. Lower than the lowly ground, I draw the feathered down close to my neck, tucking the edges in, insulating my bones, listening to the birds chatter. I imagine you here next to me, sleeping and breathing, when one familiar moment became our voices twittering. Are you listening?
Very good. Very good. Good start. So, Inish Glegme or Joe Sweeney, what was your name?
This piece is entitled Max Comp, as in maximum compensation. Good news, great news. Are you decimated by recession? At the end of your tether, trapped in negative equity? Or perhaps you need money to enable your children to emigrate to Canada and Australia? Well, all your money worries could be at an end. We are Max Comp, a new company with branches nationwide, yes, folks, in the most distant, deprived regions of our country, from Cavan to Clare, from the desolate wastes of Mayo to the potholes of Monaghan, from dirty, congested Dublin to the clean, fresh wilds of Donegal. Max Comp is there for you. Max Comp, a totally Irish company. We can help you get your just desserts. Anxious to get back at those lazy county councils, those greedy insurance companies? Well, this is the company for you. Already Max Comp has secured for its clients the highest compensation claims of any country in Europe. We give expert advice and guidance. We can take you to the biggest potholes, the most dangerous cracked pavements, ghost estates, where whole sections of pavement have collapsed like in an earthquake. We can escort you to the most dangerous stretches of road where the signposting has been twisted by local vandals or passing traffic, signposts that are now unreadable. We know all the sharp turns, the most treacherous, pockmarked, hard shoulders, deadly in their own ways, the Serengeti. We have detailed locations of all the dicey bridges you could wish for. Badly lit roads, defective traffic lights, dangerous overhanging trees, you name it, we can find it. We can take you to perilous places where rivers are guaranteed to flood on a regular basis. Looking for a house on a floodplain? Going dirt cheap but yielding potentially enormous compensation claims? Then look no further. Max Comp does it all. Here at Max Comp, we have done our research. Our friendly staff are here to give you expert advice and directions on exactly how to proceed. We advise you on exactly the best angle to hit the pothole, the speed your car should be doing to ensure the kind of damage you're looking forward to. Whatever level of damage you want, we can arrange it. 1,000 euros, 5,000, total write-off, medical bills, the sky's the limit. We have secured compensation for our clients for a whole series of claims, ranging from minor inconvenience to severe disability. We've got payouts for mere upset, rage, disgust, depression, irritation, delay, disruption to a busy routine. We can even arrange the accident to coincide with your holidays. Our cartographers have mapped out the most beautiful and precipitous parts of Ireland. The Ring of Kerry, the Connor Pass, the Clifton Moor, the Sally Gap Mountains, rivers, valleys, bogs, all wonderfully deadly places in the right season. And we can deliver whatever level of catastrophe you require, followed by the appropriate level of compensation from the relevant bodies. Isn't it about time you got even with those nasty insurance companies? Well, Max Comp is here to help you. Whatever you fancy, we can help arrange the accident. We can achieve impressive levels of damage to your property or person without actually endangering your life. Unless, of course, you want to go that final mile. Yes, Max Comp is not just offering accidents now. We are including death. Death is part of our package. Death, of course, can bring the highest level of compensation so that your nearest and dearest can benefit from your heroism. Max Comp Death is foolproof. State of the art. As the scripture says, death shall have no dominion. Death may be the end for you, but not for your loved ones and not for the money. No, the money can keep flowing. No death can compete with a Max Comp Death. Your demise will look like an accident, a tragic, unfortunate, terrible, innocent accident. Just don't leave a note. You can go any way you want, quietly or with a bang. No reason you can't enjoy your death too. And with the lovely, warm, comfortable knowledge that you're doing it for your nearest and dearest. No death is as certain or as profitable as a Max Comp death. We guarantee state-of-the-art results. See below for our contact and other details. Max Comp is regulated by the Central Bank. All figures quoted are inclusive of that. Max Comp is fully tax compliant and has full government backing. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, next up, Eugene Crowley, please.
One pet saying, tree store she is, have as far in Indy, or Ullar cement. Tree store she is, have as far in Indy, or Ullar cement. We play con moor, le bullet moor, eg frastiller. Kasula Shastakovich, school freakle in Wallege, eganis, kino and makes you lifted, law no eel, and gardiker, and Dr. Lucy. And Clown the Gale. She shocked in his cheek, then Shema. Gun stately, gun wizard, gun mass, gun liberty. She did.
Her mother, Alice and each in a worthy father of Seamus Harrington.
Thanks, Billy. They came around again last week for about the 17th time. Come back to here, Con. What can we do? Yeah, sure. One third of the speed and double the price. Yeah, right. So I dug this out again. Your precious time for a moment or two. Your service provider is currently who? Our latest rendition, because of attrition, we're in a position to offer 3 minutes and modems to you, and channels as clear as a didgeridoo. Lexus. A lurking hunch escapes the bunch, the furtive punch as Terence crunch. Sculpt novel lines, rejig verse spines, observe the signs, beware sound minds. In catching clothes and haughty pose, one always knows mismatching crows. Small stands of blocks, fresh from the stocks, in ginger locks, the tawful fox. The sound of chime reduced to mime, and work of rhyme defies all time. A gentle pace may cause a brace to find a place in time and space. To every nerd, it's not absurd to call a word an idle herd. This lexic game of sire and dame, by any name, is still the same.
We'll have Dáil Harding next, please.
Secrets, unfortunately. There was a big article in the Irish Times a few weeks ago about some so-called outstanding painter in Dublin. And people like Ricky are just unknown. Or, yeah, Cork Secret. What's wrong with Cork Secret? We're better than everybody else anyway, we know that. She also mentioned Radio Luxembourg, Station of the Stars, when we were kids. Just, you couldn't hear if you were interested in rock and roll. It was the only audience, or the only face that we had. And anyway, I stuck this poem up on a website recently, and somebody from America replied, and they said that it's called Emily. And they said, has this anything got to do with See Emily Play by Pink Floyd? And when that record came out in 1966, March 1966, there used to be a program in Radio Luxembourg, I think it was Emperor Rascal or Alan Freeman or somebody, and it was the new releases of the week. Each week the new releases came out, and this night they played See Emily Play by Pink Floyd, and there was a prize for you send in, it was the height of psychedelic, whatever the word is, psychedelic, is it? And colours and all that, and you were supposed to write in, and what does this song remind you of, what colour, and you were supposed to send in black or blue or pink. So I presumed everybody would send in black or blue or pink, and I wrote a poem about it instead of black, blue or pink, a poem about the rainbow and all the colours of the rainbow. And during that time we were kids, we used to go out at night time and go down to the woods and light a fire and sit around and turn on the transistor and listen to Radio Luxembourg and just chat and talk. It was not just use cans of beer or bags. No. We were all too innocent for that. No. This night, anyway, we were all, the lads were sitting around the fire. I was absent because I had to babysit or something. And Emperor Roscoe came on the radio and he said, and the winner of the prize for See Emily Play is Dáil Harding in a place called Cork in Ireland. Oh. And the lads started jumping around the fire like Fred Indians. Biggest regret of my life, I wasn't there. This poem is called Emily. It's got nothing to do with that. Emily. She saw things directly and just as they were. If uncertain, her pens just left a dash, then almost unlocked the secret with the blur. Her office was controlled to administer her secret thoughts. To stay was her wish. She saw things directly, just as they were. Her siblings thought her love's mere fancies, imagined an unwanted crush had almost unlocked the secret with the blur. Her agoraphobic life instilled a power to experience another's flesh, seeing things directly just as they were. Afterwards, her jail became a tower where they saw her life as if afresh, unlocking all her secrets with the blur. Confined like a nun, never in a rush, leaving the poems to brew beneath the bush, she kept her secrets always with the blur. Her moments she saw exactly as they were. Thanks.
Jesus say, does a jack around Kilmage in an anunt? It's hard to follow that one. But somebody's got to, and it's Chris?
So here goes. Going to find.
Up closer to the.
Yeah. Oh, well, it goes like this anyway. Go and find the broken glass and ask yourself why glasses break. Why fill your time with empty bullets, fill it with a buttercup. Some ivy gripping to a wall, a signpost pointed at the sun, a hungry dog who's looking for his meal. Who will feed this hungry dog? Only the ones who care. Who will home this lonely dog? Only the ones who care. Where are the ones who never waste their lives? Where are they when the cold air blows across their broken lives?
So, can Derek Relishinia to end the night? I'm going to look in the direction of John W. Sexton. So, who are us?
Oh God, it must be mighty to be tall like Billy. Oh. If you like cats, this poem is for you. If you dislike cats, this poem is for you. If you're not sure, I offer you this poem. Cat. My black coat is speckled with husks of egg. Fleas navigate the currents of my fur, zigzag over my itching skin. Ticks cluster behind my ears like jewels. In the corner of each eye are crusted tears of gunk. Infection has hitched cunningly to my claws. My scratch will blacken your blood in days. I'm no pussycat, I'm just cat. I'm the shadow of the crossed path, the ninth cat in a bad week, the cry like a baby in the darkened hedge. I'm the mog who shat the moon black. Don't tears my ear with your finger. Puss me like some stuffed toy. I'm the cat of black luck. The hiss from the basement. The compiler of rats at the back door. And nobody's purring pet.